The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Killarney, a little corner of the country I'm particularly fond of, I have to say. Gone on holidays there many a time, but found itself in the spotlight for the wrong reasons from a tourist point of view, because the American travel writer Rick Steves, lots of you maybe are fans of his podcasts, he described Killarney as one of Europe's top tourist traps. He said the town is overcrowded with tour buses and tacky souvenirs. Joining me to discuss is Owen Corry, travel editor for Air and Travel magazine. Owen, is he right?
If I'd known I was coming on expose, I'd have dressed up. But I do think he has a point. The reality is that any town that gets as big as it gets in tourism, and Killarney is pretty much up there in international terms, is going to have the tack, is going to have the souvenir shops, it's going to have all of that. But what is really amazing about Killarney, they've been doing this for 200 years. They managed to keep moving. They managed to stay in fashion. And one of the reasons they managed to stay in fashion is they see all the international trends and they jump early. They jump, maybe not first, but certainly respond to what's happening. Good example, banning coffee cups. Anyone talking sustainability and tourism at the moment will say, oh, look at what Killarney's done.
So they're responding to market demands, are they?
They're very good at seeing what the market trends are.
Okay.
They're a very active group. The Killarney hoteliers would sort of, people would say they run the Hotel Federation, probably a bit unfair. The Killarney Travel Association, a little bit of history of Irish tourism, they would have pushed very hard in 1925 when the first marketing bodies were set up. In the 1940s, they would, anytime they said, oh, we don't have enough photographs of Killarney, the photographer would run down from Dublin and put more photographs of Killarney into the magazines. There were no websites at those stage. It really has been if not directing tourism, the voice that everyone listened to when it comes to tourism. The big international trade show where the tour operators, the buyers, the guys who send hundreds of thousands of tourists, when they come to Ireland every year, it rotates between two towns. One is Dublin and the other one is, you guessed it, Killarney. They're at the heart of Irish tourism and remain so.
But I mean, so is the criticism, while arguably accurate, a little unfair? I mean, it should be pointed more towards the tourists themselves. If they're responding to trends, another way of saying that is they're giving the tourists what they want.
Nobody'd be selling plastic shamrocks if there weren't people to buy them. The thing about it also is that when you've got, an image of Ireland that was more or less, the boom in Irish tourism can be traced back to the John Wayne Maureen O'Hara movie in 1952. And we had a sort of a generation of people who came looking for a particular image of Ireland. I'm not sure Killarney invented it, but they were certainly good to respond to that. The Killarney Jarvies would go back hundreds of, this is the town, by the way, it goes back so far that Shelley, the poet who died, this bicentennial of his death 2 years ago, took out a house in Killarney because he wanted to write in one of the most beautiful places on the planet. They've been doing it for so long.
God, he was a great man for lakes, wasn't he?
The Jarvies.
Lake Geneva he spent most of his time on.
Interestingly enough, Como, he didn't write much about Killarney except in a few lines about Lake Como, how it compared with Killarney unfavourably at some stage. But the tradition of using the scenery, and you've got to remember some places like Vegas or, Monte Carlo or whatever, they come into tourism from the product and the offering and the sort of the jazz and the razzmatazz and the glitz. Killarney came in for the scenery. It's never going to be taken away from it. And what happens down in the town with the coach tours and all of that was really a response to the fact that they were experiencing mass tourism before the phrase was invented. And when you get a critical mass of tourists coming through, a lot of interesting things happen. Obviously, they will serve up the food that they expect, but it gives an opportunity for people to experiment, to innovate, to introduce a little bit more, something more cultural, something more edgy. We saw great restaurants arrive there. We also saw great, when Irish musicians couldn't make any money full-time, and dancers, Killarney was the place they went, what Liam O'Connor did with Mark marketing Irish dancing would compare with river dance in spreading its popularity. They're good at what they do. I don't think anyone, and, you know, there is a point, okay, it's tacky and you Irish people, it's almost a meme that we sort of say, oh, look at Killarney. Well, there is one famous Kerry writer from the Irish Independent once described it as a desert in the middle of an oasis. But it's because they're good at what they do. And I don't think that we should be criticising them for that, particularly when they're so good at reading the changes. Tourism is full of places that went out of fashion because they weren't good at reading those changes.
Yeah, and I'm not denying the existence of all of this kind of Tat and Killarney. As I say, we kind of went down there for a number of years, down to the Castle Ross, and we are found at that part of the world.
Yeah.
But it's easy to avoid them as well, if you want. I mean, you know, you can go out and enjoy Muckross without listening to the lads in the Jarvie talking about leprechauns running through the bushes. You can kind of enjoy Torque Waterfall without the same type of guff. There's plenty to do in and around the place without being bombarded by a kind of a Carol's gift shop on a grand scale.
2 or 3 kilometres does it. That's the joy of it. You've also got the playgrounds all around you of the Ring of Kerry and the absolutely gorgeous Carcaglina, the Dingle Peninsula, where, you know, if someone asks me, and people ask me all the time, where am I going to go in Ireland? Where you go? These are the sort of places you're going to send them. They can be overcrowded, and like the tour bus, the trek around the Ring of Kerry and those, that really narrow road over the Connor Pass. I only did it last week, and around the Ring of Kerry, there can be a bit hair raising when the traffic builds up during the summer. But the reason the traffic is there is it is so beautiful. And if you start meddling with it and messing with it, they do things like they have one-way systems for buses to make life easier. But it stands out, not just in Irish terms, because there's a problem with Irish tourism where sometimes people see a regional attraction. They say, oh, this is great. Everyone in County Longford thinks this is great or whatever. And it should be marketed internationally. Killarney markets itself internationally. It's a magic word. There aren't that many of them. California, it conjures up images of these beautiful mountains in people's heads before you even start talking about marketing money on TV ads.
Yeah, that's true. And listen, there's loads of great places to drink and to eat as well. And it's not all kind of Temple Bar out west with kind of Guinness and trad music. If that's what you want, there's plenty of that. But, you know, you've got kind of Trevose and you've got Indian restaurants and everything else. You've got lovely stuff available. I'm going to defend Killarney anyway, having spent so much time down there. And you're right, there's so many nice things to do around it. And one of our favourite places to go, I'm going to give it a shout out, is down towards Kells Bay. Kells Bay House and Gardens is beautiful and a really interesting history as well, horticultural history there. And it's an amazing beach as well. And if you love jumping off a pier into clear blue sea, Kells Bay is a great spot to do it as well. So anyway, that concludes my tourism advertisement for the great Killarney area. Owen, thanks a million for joining us. Owen Corrie, travel editor for Air and Travel magazine. This based on the comments by Rick Steves, one of the US's well-known travel writers. He says, Killarney is overcrowded with tour buses and tacky souvenirs and one of Europe's top tourist traps. We're having none of it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.